Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
It's a mile-high sweep here in Denver, Colorado. Fastest to 40 wins in franchise history for the Crew. And the Brewers will have a happy flight to Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas, indeed. Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio. Morning, Dom.
Good morning, guys.
Dude, our team's really good, and there's so much fun to watch, and I'm just having a blast. Even Saturday was fun. It was frustrating, but it was fun as the Brewers find a way to get it done in 10.
Weren't you freaking out in April, yeah. Vince? Weren't you?
Well,
kind
I'm
of
always
like,
freaking out.
Really
look, I'm
worried.
I'm two in a row away from starting to fall apart. So that's me as a fan, and I own it.
It's honestly, I appreciate you owning that and wearing, you know, putting the hand up, if you will. But honestly, the numbers speak for themselves, right? To be the fastest team to 40 wins, and hey, I can listen to the critiques. Well, it doesn't mean a thing without the ring. Like, I understand, but what else do you want them to do, right? Win as many games as possible is the goal of every team. And quite frankly, the fact that the Brewers go into Colorado, take care of business. I mean, let's be honest. Those first eight innings on Friday, everybody was worried. Like, really? Like, what is going on? Getting one hit at Coors, and then that game as drunk as it was on Friday night to end up where it was, and then take care of business the rest of the weekend. That's what good teams do. They find a way. They are, you know, really set up for success moving forward. Now they're finding the combinations with the lineup that really work out for them. And think about it yesterday. Yelly and Bowers and Frelick weren't even in a lineup, and they still scored 12 runs.
Dom, what do you make of Mizorowski? So on Saturday, he's fighting to stay in. There's video of it all over social media, him staring down Pat Murphy and all of that. What do you make of that? It's very interesting how this kid continues to develop and grow.
I think that's Jeff Levering said it perfectly on the telecast. We're watching him grow up in front of our eyes. And, you know, an experienced baseball fan will think of the Mike Mussina moment with Joe Torre on that game in Detroit where he yelled at Joe Torre, "No, Joe, you stay there," and forced him to let him finish that game. And I think Miz is learning his limits. And Murph's talked about it plenty, where that game at Fenway, remember, he came back out for the sixth inning, then walked the world, and he was out of the game. He didn't realize he was out of gas. And then those couple of starts in May where he's dealing with cramping, where Miz is learning his limit. And he knew he wasn't at his limit yet at that moment. And he knew there were men on the corners, and the Brewers were only up by a couple of runs at that point. Like, he was trying to save the bullpen and do his job. And it was equally impressive to Murph let him do it, right? I think that's why he's a back-to-back manager of the year, to listen to his players, to listen to what is going to work. And Miz, to his credit, struck out the next two batters like it was no big deal. His last pitch was 102 miles an hour. Not many people can say they can do that.
I'm not trying to go John Boy on it here, but what I loved about that interaction as well, Dom, was it appeared Murph was like, okay, fine, then okay, do it then. Right? You can't be walking, guys. You guys can't be. Go ahead. Okay. You want to stay in? Fine, young man. Then you better do it.
It feels like a speech you've given, you know, as a father before. Oh, you
right.
Think you got
okay, yeah, you want that? Good. Fine. Show me.
Yeah. This is what you want. I think it was really cool to watch and grow up and just sort of, I mean, can we, like, take a moment here? Just one earned run in his last seven starts, regardless of, like, the strikeouts and everything else going on. One earned run in seven starts is, God, I mean, what are we doing here? This is insane.
So now they take on the A's, and they're in Vegas. So what is this? Is this MLB just trying to introduce the A's to the fans of Las Vegas?
Precisely. I think what we're seeing with the A's right now is they are in their temporary home in Sacramento. They are trying to drum up interest in Las Vegas. Now, they do this every spring training. They've been doing this for years, going up to Vegas in spring training to drum up interest. And now they get to do it in the regular season at their AAA ballpark for the Las Vegas Aviators. It is a fun fact, though. This is not the first time regular season games have been played in Las Vegas. Back in 1996, while Mount Davis was being built back at the Oakland Coliseum, the A's opened their season at Cashman Field, then the AAA site of their team. and play the first six games of the season there while Al Davis forced the city of Oakland to build the monstrosity of bleachers that is Mount Davis.
So, as a fan, if you can stay up till 9 o'clock or whatever first pitch is tonight, are we going to notice anything different, Dom, about the ballpark? Or on TV, is it going to look just like any other place?
I'll tell you what, it is one of the nicest AAA ballparks in the land. It's really impressive. Everyone has said the only thing missing from that ballpark is a third deck and a roof, because it's going to be triple digits. It's going to be, you know, hotter than the surface of the sun during summertime months. But at the same time, it's an amazing ballpark for a AAA team. And the ball is going to fly. You're still a little above sea level. It's hot. It's dry air. It's not exactly a pitcher's paradise, but the Brewers have did a pretty good job in Colorado. Let's see if they can do the same in Vegas.
And you got Kyle Harrison on the mound, so he doesn't really give up many runs either.
He's been super impressive, man. I think to call him second fiddle is unfair, but at the same time, it's true, because Miz has been so incredible. I mean, you could be sending two starting pitchers to the All-Star game this year with both Miz and Harrison, because they have both been, you know, top five in virtually every stat in the National League when it comes to what you want to look for in a starting pitcher.
Brewers and Athletics, a 9:05 p.m. our time, first pitch in Las Vegas tonight. Thank you, Dom.
See you, buddy.
Brewers All Access if you don't want to stay up late with us.
I like that. Appreciate it. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.